No reason to adjust your radio. This is the static from which all radio programs come and to which all radio programs return. Some say if you could travel to another planet far out in the galaxy with the most sophisticated radio imaginable, you could tune in old radio programs out of the static just as easily as you could new programs. A quick twist of the dial and you could go back and forth in time. Back 50 years to hear University of Illinois professor Albert Leibayer lecture the radio audience on the evils of Nazism.
There's a considerable Jewish element in Austria. Who would, if under a Nazi regime, be more or less persecuted? I'd better say less or more.
Kurt Waldheim took his case to the people tonight. In a television address, the Austrian president said he would not resign over his war record. He described the mounting
Thank you, Frank Beach, for your description of the Illinois-Ohio University football game this afternoon. The first intercollegiate game of the 1938 season, and Ohio wins, Ohio University
Association has placed the University of Illinois football program on probation again for recruiting violations. The sanctions...
The WILL Playhouse presents Richard III by William Shakespeare.
Now is the winter of our discontent.
Killed. The secretary will disavow any knowledge of your actions. And should you encounter adverse weather, talk to Ed. This tape will self-destruct in 5 seconds. Good luck, Jim.
What strange and wondrous sounds you would hear as you listen to your radio on your lonely planet far, far away. And yet the new sounds don't seem that much different from the old. Your quick tour through 60 years of radio history might lead you to believe that not much has changed since the early days of WILL, but you would be wrong.
I think now we've learned how to make information interesting and entertaining to listen to. And I think those words, probably as aptly as any, describe the change that has occurred.
WILL station manager Dan Simeone. He started working at the station in the late 60s. Back then, WILL, in fact, hadn't changed much from its earliest days. First of all, the AM service carried more than just information. It also carried music, live sports coverage, and dramatic programs. But the station also broadcast a much different type of information than what you hear today. Like other university radio stations of the time, WILL had for years emphasized education.
A lot of what was done here related to more academic kinds of programming, related more directly to the university, many of which were produced right here at the station.
The Institute of Aeronautics at the University of Illinois introduces Wings Over Illinois, a new Saturday afternoon feature of station WILL. Each week, you hear interesting details of the part the university plays in education for the air age. Yes, it is an Illinois policy to meet the demand for varied educational and research programs geared to the amazing growth of air transport.
It's a very, very different sound to the station now. And frankly, it's not a matter of the station necessarily being better. Today, it's different. It's just different.
But why is the radio station different today? Why did it finally change? One reason was a change in philosophy among university radio managers, like Don Mullally, now director of broadcasting at the U of I.
We used to talk in terms of giving the public what it needed. Whether it wanted that or not was not an issue. And when stations began to feel that they needed to have direct funding from the audience, where the audience made a significant difference to the station's survival. Then we began to look very seriously at what is it that the audience wants.
The key words here, of course, are funding and survival. Most educational radio stations in the late 60s were desperately short of money. Salvation for many of those stations came through passage of the Public Broadcasting Act of 1967. The act led to the creation of a national radio service that, 4 years later, produced a program the audience would want.
From National Public Radio in Washington, I'm Robert Conley with All Things Considered.
helicopters flying surveillance. Police on motor scooters. One demonstrator knocked down by a motor scooter policeman.
May 3rd, 1971. The very first broadcast without Susan Stamberg and without the familiar theme music. But that day's program, a report on anti-war demonstrations in the nation's capital, marked the beginning of a new era for stations like WILL. Station manager Dan Simeone.
That had an impact on public radio stations all around the country because I think stations realized this is the kind of journalism we should be doing. Of course, for a lot of public stations, including WILL at the time, it was very difficult because we didn't have the staff to be able to do even the routine kinds of journalism well, much less trying to do some of the more sophisticated things that National Public Radio was doing. So it was a very slow and sometimes painful growth process, but I think it was a very valuable one.
It's 5 o'clock on WILL Urbana. Good morning. Welcome to AM 580's Morning Edition. I'm Steve Harden.
Which brings us back to today. The 17 years since the creation of NPR and All Things Considered have seen big changes in public radio and WILL. U of I Broadcasting Director Don Mullally says public radio's goals today include broadening its base of support. In an effort to do that, AM 580 has dropped all music and is concentrating purely on information programming, programs like Morning Edition that are designed to be entertaining as well as informative. The station is also aggressively courting a broader audience with its Infomaniac advertising campaign, something that would have been unheard of in the days when Wings Over Illinois was a new Saturday afternoon feature on WILL. Just as aviation has changed dramatically over the years, so has radio. And who knows what the next 60 years will bring? Perhaps voyages to distant planets and radios that can pick up the sounds of yesterday as easily as the sounds of today. I'm Matt Ehrlich. We'll be right back.